Hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. I'm Jeff Gammer, interim host for Ewan Rankin, who's on an extended hiatus.
You don't look or sound like Jeff. I don't know. Something is wrong here.
That's not a Colorado accent I recognize.
I've got me tea, which is why we're late, as always.
Blame me. It's always.
Yeah, no, Jeff's dad's not well, so he's off attending to family business, which of course you should always do over talking and dicking around with us. So, Jeff, yes. I hope your dad's inordinately better very quickly and everything gets over it. And in the meantime, they've asked the bloke whose last tech adventure was probably when Noah was looking for safety signs to host the show. Yes. My knowledge of technology extends to the iPhone 13 and no further. So some of the cutting edge stories tonight will be way over my head. So we'll see how it goes. Joining me, I've got the person who keeps BTN ticking over and has actually been a stalwart this week, Mrs. There was a bit of an accounting error at TSO Host, and they charged me $2,500 for the free servers that they sponsor us. They've corrected it all, so you know, don't get upset on my behalf. Yeah. But one of the people influential in that rectification, which I got the money today, so that's
excellent. Very good.
Paid me back. It's only 2 days away from the account. But as you can imagine, $2,500 is a bit of a reach. Yeah. Is Patrice? How are you doing, Mrs.?
Doing well. I mean, last year we had the problem where they didn't charge us the £0, so they had a problem on their end with charging us £0 and couldn't do that. This year they charged us too much, so maybe we can do it better.
In the last year, the servers have fairly purred, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been great. Never any issues.
No, and just then works. We've swapped over from the dedicated server into like a VPS, and that's had a few little hiccups, but that's to be understood, yeah. Which Patrice has sorted out. But we've always had a problem with the accounting because the account system's gone, there's two servers, someone's got to pay for them.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll do.
your name is on it, you'll do.
And actually, when we had a bit of a problem thinking that the VPS servers were going to go and I was going to lose some capacity on them as well, Patrice helped set that up with Andy for Essential System. So thanks, Mrs.
It's been fun.
Brilliant job.
It's been fun.
You've got a bit more added to the wall now. It looks like you've moved in. The last time I was looking at you on a screen, you looked like you hadn't moved in anywhere. You were just living out of a box.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, it's been a year and a half, but no, I've moved in. This is my Christmas decorations. In preparation for, and I'm going to mention that, next week's Christmas quiz, because next week is already the last big show.
Right, if you're having Doctor Who as a Christmas series, I'm definitely having Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
Oh, there's a good idea.
And Bruce Willis can stuff off.
Yes, I'm with you on that one. It is a Christmas movie. Done.
Excellent. Also, I did say before the show started, because Tom's under the threat of a tsunami hitting Palo Alto. But I did point out he's wearing the wrong colour Star Trek shirt to actually be at risk. If it was red, he's screwed. We should be ending the podcast now. Yeah. Luckily, the consummate professional is he's on an iPhone and he'll be able to run out the door.
I will. I'm doing great. It's great to have you here, Ewan. I just want to get you up to date on technology. Just one hint here. 256 megabytes is no longer good enough for the RAM on your computer. You might want to consider an upgrade. I know it's been a little while for you. So
it has, yeah. I mean, that was actually the size of my hard drive. and it fitted in a plane cargo hold to get here.
Anyway, so yes, I'm on the tsunami watch. I'm 35 miles from the coast, protected by the Santa Cruz Mountains. So I don't think I'll get affected.
Oh, no. When water gets going, mate, this 35 miles is nothing.
Yeah.
It's in 1,000 feet.
And if you're looking out the window, mate, like you just did to see it coming, it's a bit late.
I think that's
too late. I got the shades open just in case.
It's doing 200 miles an hour. Listen for the birds, mate. Listen for the birds.
Good tip. That's a good tip. I'll keep my eye on the birds.
I remember watching a program, it was on the BBC years ago, and it was talking about the, I can't remember which Canary Island it was. Lanzarote? What's the one with volcano on it? They've all got volcanoes on, but there's one of them that's really Gran Canaria, that was it. Mm-hmm. And there's a fissure right there, and the whole island is likely, one half of the island is likely to slip at some point into the sea. And the bow wave it creates will travel across the Atlantic in 15 minutes and wash in as far as Detroit.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like the whole of the East Coast of America is gone.
The scale of something like that is just, it's mind-boggling.
Just
Insane.
hope Trump's at East Tower when it gets
No, hopefully he's at the
Yeah.
golf resort.
We call that a silver lining of tsunamis.
I mean, on the other hand, you're probably safe. You're on the other side of that, right?
Well, I'm up from there, so it's going that way. The way it's cut is north south on the island, so it shoots off west. So yeah, we're good, mate. I mean, we're an island for God's sake. We're 1,000 feet above sea level at the peak, I think. So it's like you've only got to take a cough from a whale and it would be drowned.
We'll lose Norfolk instantly. I mean, no one will miss it, but we'll lose Norfolk.
Don't get, I'm going to make righty jokes. I'm going to make sister jokes. Righty's going to write in and complain. It'll all get ugly. Don't give me
I
Norfolk as
know,
a
I
line.
know, I know.
It's been a long time since Norfolk jokes. I can't even say it.
Norfolk. That's the better way to say it.
Norfolk jokes. Okay.
Yeah,
Got
no
it.
fucking chance.
Got
I don't
it.
fucking chance.
And the last bloke chiming in is Granty. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, mate. I'm doing great. Been a busy week, the usual stuff. We've just released a new product, version 12.3. So I've been busy with nonsense to do with that. That's all good fun. So, yeah.
Brilliant.
I want to point
Illuminate.
out, we have a 50% British panel today, and we
Yes.
have a
Yeah.
75% European panel. So this is different.
Well,
Britain has returned.
well, no, we were a strong Brit panel for a while, and then they
For a
realised
while,
how crap we were.
yeah.
We were dragging people's careers down. Still in
And
Yorkshire, still next to the Rother Arms, Ian.
I am not close enough to Rother Arms. No, actually, I am closer now to the Rother Arms than I used to be. I've
Oh,
moved since
mate.
you came to see me. I've moved and I'm further down the road,
It's
but
got to be about 6 years, 7 years since I was last at the Rother Arms, and it's got to change soon
yes.
because that place is just the Palace of Leeds is
Yes.
just.
It
Shout
is
out to Tony
amazing.
Linney, but I probably don't think he listens anymore. But I do speak to him occasionally on Twitter, and I send
Yeah.
people, "Oh, I'm going to York. Go to the Rother Arms. It's absolutely nowhere near York, but you've got to go."
You've got it. If you're in a car, it doesn't matter. You can find it. It's
Yeah.
easy. It could be underwater though, depending on the weather.
Yeah,
It
it's wet.
does get a bit damp down there because it's quite it's low water table, along with a lot of bits around there. It's a bit low water table, so it can get cut off.
Yeah, it's the best steakhouse in the world. The food is unbelievable. He butchers and hangs his own meat and ages it. It's just
Yes,
oh,
I
unreal.
wholeheartedly
Unreal.
agree. I haven't been for a while. I do need to come again. It's been a while.
Right, we'll have a social. We'll all
We
go
ought
there.
to.
Yeah, that'd be good. Tom, back your bags.
I'll be there.
Well, I mean, in about another 20 minutes you'll have nowhere to live, so you can come
Oh, that's
here.
Well,
Yeah,
if I
we'll
just
find a bedroom
leave
for you. It'd
right
be all
now.
right.
If I just get my surfboard out, maybe I could surf
Oh.
over the Atlantic. But
What a shout. What a
Yeah.
shout.
Because all Californians can surf.
Can you?
Obviously.
Yes.
No, I can't surf. I can body surf. I can't get up on a board.
I can drown.
Yeah, it's a good start.
The week in tech, bearing in mind that my week in tech is 10 years old, stories that have come from the net, the general tech, not the Mac stuff, because that's tomorrow with Jeff again. Who's going to start with the first story? Slap it in the chat room. Ian's in
Always
with
Ian.
BBC.
And it's the story about the new Jag. I brought a bit of.
Oh no.
I
Oh
brought a bit
no.
picked a story I've followed. I know all about this.
Oh, fantastic. No, it's something I thought was interesting. It's technology. I'm a resident car reporter. If anyone's going to talk about motors, it's usually me. And I'm kind of divided. Again, I see a car that looks like the things they used to draw in comics when I was a kid. So that kind of makes me interested.
I'd have picked a different colour because pink look makes it look like it's a dildo.
It does. There's a blue one as well. There's a lot, but it's still baby blue. It's not. They've not gone for a. They've
It's
not gone
still
for black. They've gone for sleek black or anything range.
Alien dildo.
It is still. But the styling is gorgeous though. How they've loaded the whole low ridery look with the roof.
Mate, I mean, they've got
Unbelievable.
that kind of 60s custom
It looks
roads
like
and
a
those type of things.
Dodge Charger from 1968 a bit.
There's lots of cool tech in it. I was watching some videos. Harry's Garage on YouTube was one of the ones guys I was watching. He used to work for Jag, and he was showing some video of it. And the things like the rear lights, the slats in the back which open up to let the light out and things. There's lots of, and the interior is amazingly looking wooden. I mean, again, this is a concept car, so
yeah,
the real
none
thing
of that is going to come in the real.
Nothing
we'll
of that
never
is coming.
It, yeah. Yeah, you'll never see it. You'll never see it.
Yeah,
but it's still a lovely picture of what might be. And Jaguar need this desperately, because that's the other thing to talk about is Jaguar are the most unsuccessful bit of the whole Tata Motor Group, whatever, if they're still part of Tata. But the whole part of that group, they're still the lagging behind like Range Rover, they're lagging behind Land Rover. They need something to get their customer base going, and they're struggling. So they're hoping this is going to do it.
I think they're pulling our Tadger by calling it Type 00, because that's the stretchy flour that you use for pizza, isn't it?
Yes.
I thought this looked good. Don't get me wrong. I would have changed the colour. But it looked good. I think their rebranding of the Jaguar logo, I think it's genius, because it's all
Do
anyone's
you like it?
Talking about. No, it's shit, but it's all anyone's talking about.
Yeah, so at least it got,
they just,
it got
I mean,
them
do you
in
remember,
the
do you
news.
Remember when the Conservative Party, when they were looking to be re-elected, they published some posters in Comic Sans?
Yes.
Right. Everyone was like, oh, what are the Conservatives doing? Jesus, Comic Sans, it's the worst of the worst. How could they? Everyone was talking about them. Comic,
exactly.
Conservative. The only thing that I've seen on social media for 2 weeks is Jaguar's new logo.
Yeah, when was the last time you heard anything about Jaguar? I guess
exactly.
It was.
Exactly.
That's true.
I mean, that's the thing. It is. It's a weird thing. And they've even lost the iconic Leaper. Well, it's kind of there in small, but there's no big cat to kind of show you it's a Jaguar. None of that.
They've kept the cat on the.
It's on the side, isn't it?
The springing cat's there, but I think I mean I loved the square on face cat, because I thought that was so aggressive. It was totally
in the
brand of the mark. It's just perfect. But it's
so now you've got this weird thing, which is like two J's, isn't it? Back to back almost.
Yeah.
It's, so the concept car has a little bit of the Type E shape, E shape-ish.
The back end, very reminiscent of the
bit of E type about it.
Yeah, and I think the point that it then breaks from there, from the wheel to the rear bumper, that's very much in the E type mold.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The other thing that was pointed out in an article the other day, which I read, which I thought was really interesting and actually really apposite, was the fact that Jaguar was always a niche mark brand. The E-Type was manufactured by hand. It was never mass-produced. It was done to order. Right. It had that kind of mark-esque, you know, that kind of hand-built, like Ginetta and all those kind of sports cars. And they lost their way when they started making mass-market cars. And actually, this is a return to building high-value cars only and hitting niche markets for people that can afford them. And if you've got to ask how much it is, well, stiff shit, you shouldn't have bought it.
Right.
Nope. You're in the wrong showroom. You'll be asked to leave the showroom.
I never liked the sedans, what were they called, the XJs. You know, it was just a sedan, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, the X.
Yeah.
He tried to do the the old XJ6 kind of lines. But ultimately, the X100 was ultimately just a Ford Mondeo. That was the problem.
Yes, that was the big failure. I had one of those and it was utter trash. One of the worst cars I bought was an X-Type.
And it damaged the brand. I think that's the point, is that, you know, it has damaged the brand. Their movement into the mass market has been poor. And actually, they've done themselves a favour, perhaps long term, by going back into the custom, you know, not custom car market, but, you know, the high end car market.
I mean, the I-Pace was a bit of a damp squib as well. I don't think anyone really. It was disappointing mostly, I think. So
I think that actually did quite well. So, like the I-Pace is the E-Pace and the F-Pace. I think they actually sold fairly well as SUVs.
But they practically weren't a very good car from all I have heard.
Well, they've got
again,
a major
like
problem with the
electric
Range
car,
Rover.
They're tanking.
Band. Yeah, but I mean, they've got problems there with the Range Rover band in the same way that they had problems with the F-Pace. Is that basically you can stick a printed platen on the back of the rear door and open the car by cutting a hole in the right place and just frigging the warning system. Yeah. It is that easy. I mean, I've got a guy who I know, who's a good friend. And he fits, immobilizes, that kind of stuff. And basically, there is a piece of paper you can print out, take A3 sheets together, lay it on the back door, and you can cut a hole, and that gives you the bit that completely frigs the whole car. You just plug it into it, and the whole car's yours.
Well, they're not even doing that now,
Whoops.
aren't they? Because they're using those systems where they're basically grabbing the signal from your remote and sending it to the car to unlock and start it, and then off you go. I mean, that's why
Some
last
cars,
generation Range
yes.
Rover, last generation Range Rovers are being stolen left, right, and center at the minute because it's so easy to do. It's trivial. I keep getting updates. A friend's got one. He keeps getting garage doesn't come in for updates and things. So
It's not so easy to do as you might think, because the car manufacturers, of course, built in some security, but it's also like the cat and mouse game. Like, at the end of the day, it's a signal.
if you've got the box to plug in, Neil's assured me, you
Yeah,
cut the hole,
exactly.
plug it in, the car's yours. It's that simple.
I mean, that's with any computer. Once you have physical access to the computer, I mean, forget it. It's like if
Efficient.
someone wants to get in, they will find a way.
So what's your
Always.
personal view then, Ian? Thumbs up or thumbs down on the rebrand and the relaunch
The
and
rebrand, I don't like the new logo. I think it's a bit got a bit too fine. You've
it's
lost that. You've lost the Jaguar.
disgusting.
You've lost that.
It's
Don't like
disgusting.
that.
No one's arguing there.
Don't
But
like that. The car, on the other hand, if half of what's on it comes through, that'll be interesting. We need to keep the EV market interesting. We need to keep moving it forward, making it innovative. There's a whole other conversation about what's happening with the EV market, and whether the reason we're getting more EVs is because of government saying that we need to have EVs, or when they're not alternatives that are better.
Don't get
And
Patrice started on electricity.
yeah, don't get me
There's a
started
whole world. There's a whole world. There's a whole world of that. There's a whole world of
on
that going on, particularly over here.
Don't stir the pot.
The
That's
funny,
a bass with a power motor.
I had a like a an interesting observation the other day. If you look like all the food deliveries and whatever, what they are using these days is 99.99% electric, like motorcycles, like little electric scooters and stuff like that.
Illegal electric bikes, yes,
Yeah,
here in the
exactly.
UK.
Yes. Yeah, here they're legal-ish. Some of them are. It's really interesting, and they don't do that because someone pays them to, or because, I don't know, they like electric. No, it's simply because it's for them the best vehicle, the most efficient, the cheapest one. So I think at least in that market, there's a very clear winner, and it's not the old gas-powered ones. There's that. Rest of the market, we'll see.
We're at the stage now with electrical vehicles though, where resale's becoming an issue, and resale values on electrics are they're tanking, they're awful, and that's the thing that's going to hold it back an awful lot. You know, if you're
For a
taking a
while.
$70,000 hit on an Audi electric, you know, A6 and that kind of stuff, that's got to be a factor when purchasing. It
Oh,
wasn't when you
yes.
bought it three, five
Yes.
years ago. But now you're sitting thinking, oh, what have I done? I'll never do that again. And that's the problem, is when you start in that, I'll never do that again, you're into a negative decline in the market.
No, for sure. And it's not really based on facts, because the car isn't worse just because it's 5 years old. It's perceived that people don't want to buy a used one.
Well, yeah, it's supply and demand, I think. You know, I think they sort of saturated that initial hit. I know around here, I don't see. Probably in the last year, I haven't seen a great increase in electric vehicles. I mean, it went crazy for the last 3 years, and then it just kind of plateaued.
But that's normal, right? Everybody who
Sure.
can and buy a new
Sure.
car bought a new car, especially with the incentives from the state of California, which were quite nice. That plays a role, and now everybody
Yeah, they're
has one,
still pretty
right?
good. The money you get from the state is pretty good here.
But at some point, everybody who wanted one bought one, right? Or can
Got
afford
one,
one as well.
Yeah, they're
I mean,
expensive.
there's two things going on over here. Mostly electric is bought by company car buyers because of the tax breaks. Not much private money's going into them. Not many people are buying them for their own. Everyone's buying on lease and not buying for their own because they're all worried about battery degradation.
Which turned out to be not a big issue. Like, we're seeing more and more that they last 20 years sometimes with like 80%. That
We haven't had an
initially
electric
we
car that's
didn't
been
know.
around 20 years, so we
No,
don't
there's
know.
we do know by
We
now.
don't
Like,
know.
you
We don't
can
know because
yeah
there's
you
not a
can
Tesla that's been around for 20 years.
Not a tech, it's not
Yeah, like I
quite,
said, we're only hitting the resale value issue now because
Yes.
of like the last 3 years. So it's, we haven't hit a 22 a
No.
20-year issue. I mean, I've got a 30-year-old BMW on the drive. I wouldn't have a 30-year-old electric car on the drive.
Maybe you
A,
would.
who'd want it? B,
Yes.
who'd go, wow, look what you've got? And C, it wouldn't
That's
last
the
that
thing.
long.
That's I'm not so sure it wouldn't last that long,
I've
but
got
the
to keep
cars
it.
are just quite really not
I
interesting.
only get 10 miles off a full charge, but I love it.
Well, no,
The problem for
the
me
thing is you
with
cannot.
the
Yeah, go for it.
problem for me with the EVs is they don't sell cheap EVs.
Yes.
You know, because they don't make any money from them. And you know, Nissan, at least here in the US, Nissan had a car called the Leaf, and it was pretty good price.
Yeah.
You know, just for tooling around town would be perfect.
Pretty shit car. You're 40 miles and that's your lot.
Yeah, but for a, if you're driving in a city, good enough. If you're all you're
Which would
doing
be eight.
is like,
Two
Which
working
would
back
be
in the middle
eight.
of the city. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would take care of 80% of my driving easily. But the problem is the car manufacturers make so little on those cheap cars, they don't want to make them.
No.
They
Well,
want
at least
They want me to
bigger
buy an
cars. They take more money.
$80,000 Tesla. You know, I'm not going to
Yeah.
spend $80,000
And
on
the
a
other
car.
problem we found in the UK is people are, the cars are generally one of the selling points of electric is the performance because they go like the clappers. So that's wonderful. But the
Unless
downside is
everybody
most,
does
the downside is a lot of drivers don't have the skills to drive a car that goes like the clappers. There are
Yeah,
more shunts,
right.
there are more generalized accidents. Repair
Yeah.
costs and repair work to put an EV back on the road is far more expensive than your
Really
current
expensive.
combustion car.
Especially if it
And
has a
then
Tesla.
insurance for electric cars is going up and up and up.
Yeah, of course.
So
In brand
it's.
even brand new petrol cars, you can crack a
Yeah.
tail light and you need a whole new back end.
That's
Yeah.
true.
That's the real
Yeah,
problem.
sensors
That,
and
and the car
stuff. Yeah.
manufacturers have done that deliberately, knowing full
Yeah.
well they'll get the on-sale costs from it. And
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
insurers are writing off vehicles for a rear bumper scrape.
Yeah. That's what I was saying about electrics as well. Yeah, very something very
Not good.
minor will write a whole car off.
Yeah.
So it's.
I think, Ian, the issue with the performance of some of the more powerful electric cars is a big issue. We just had a case here last week, I think. Three college kids home from school were driving a Cybertruck, and I think it was at 3 a.m. and they crashed into a tree, and I think, you know, two of them got killed.
You mean a
You know, because
douchemobile?
yeah, it's a Cybertruck. But you know, the acceleration is just so outrageous
Yes.
in
Yeah,
especially
exactly what Ian's
Teslas.
saying, yeah. But I think that's always been the that's the I remember my cousin telling me about F-150s, F-250s, F-350s. You know, they're great in the snow. They get going really well. But the problem is they don't stop any better. In fact, they stop a lot worse than normal cars in the snow. And people just don't fathom that. It's like, yeah, I got an F-150. I can do 50 miles an hour down the freeway. Well, yeah, but you can't stop at 50.
Yeah,
Well, they're
that's
so
exactly the
heavy.
truth. Yeah.
Always keep the
Exactly.
distance between you and the vehicle first. That's stoppable. Tom's story is the coolest story of 2024 was in 2022, apparently. Oh, that's I've got no chance with this one.
Okay, my story is a, I think a really interesting hacking story. So apparently some what they believe to be Russians or people who work for the GRU, who knows. But the attack strategy was amazing. You wanted to get into some high-valued target. They didn't name who it was. They couldn't get in any access. It required 2FA, so they couldn't get in. So the way they got in was they essentially hopped Wi-Fi networks. So they sat in one place, got to a Wi-Fi network, and physically kept marching down the line, hacking into Wi-Fi networks until they hit their target. I had never heard of that before. Wi-Fi network hopping, is that possible? Well, I guess it is, but I don't understand exactly how you do that. So if I'm sitting here and I hack into my next door neighbor's Wi-Fi, and he's closer to the next over Wi-Fi network, can I just keep hopping? That's an amazing thing.
You can't keep hopping, but what you probably can do is you can get the next set of credentials and then you connect to the next one. You get closer, you connect to the next one. You kind of hop your way that way. I can't see how you can continue to
I I think the difference here is, I mean, you could, I mean, you could do that before, but the problem is you would have to basically you would have to sit with your antenna basically in range for that net of that network,
Yeah,
right? So
exactly.
that of course increases the especially around high value targets, they monitor the area because they're like if all of a sudden a suspicious van or like a homeless person that's never been before and that hangs around all the time there,
With a big antenna sticking out of his
yeah, or like this big backpack or
backpack.
something, like that, they might check that out just to see, like, yeah, could be that something is going on. But with this, they don't even have to be close. They just comp and as you said, you can compromise like one Wi-Fi and then go to the next one, whatever, and basically hop until you're close enough that you can then breach. They had apparently already
Well, like,
compromised the account. So they had an account to that network. They could compromise the network, but they couldn't connect to it without getting caught.
right. So they're not sitting on the router. So they compromise the Wi-Fi network next door, get into the computer network next door, which is close
And
enough
then
to the
use a
next
computer
door
there.
Wi-Fi. Right.
So then they're on that network. They're on
Yeah,
that
and
network
then
because
they
I
can connect
suppose.
to the other one, and then they're like, they're in.
I
But
suppose
what a
your
secure.
Wi-Fi AP is the weakest link, I guess.
Right. Well, it turned out that the target didn't have 2FA on their Wi-Fi. So once they got
But
close
who
enough to the
does?
Wi-Fi, yeah, I don't have two. Can you even do 2FA on a Wi-Fi?
Yes, you
Yeah, you
can,
probably can't. You can,
but
indeed.
on a corporate level,
Hang on.
yes.
Can we just change that answer from whether Patrice can do it to whether I can do it?
Okay, that's a no.
Right.
That's a no.
That's the correct and normal answer, not whether she can do it or not.
Okay, but I
Patrice,
mean, the people who run high-value target networks hopefully know how to do that, or can hire someone or pay someone who can do that at least.
you can do that because you can hook into if you hook your Wi-Fi access into your Active Directory, you can then hook or Entra ID if I'm being modern onto Entra ID, and then you can hook 2FA on the front of that. Yes,
802.1x.
possible.
You can do that. It is possible, but you
It's
and
really
probably
possible.
not. No, you're right. Normal people.
Like,
No, normal people and at home you don't
thanks,
do that.
mate.
No, and at home
Thanks,
you don't
mate.
do
No,
that. I don't have that in my
I
Wi-Fi. I don't need
know.
it. For what?
Well, I think at work, our work computers had certificates. I think it was certificates installed on our Windows laptops.
My password's my birthday.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
First of
Okay,
April,
so
1865. There you go. You're in.
after the show, I'll consult with Patrice about getting 2FA on my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, sure.
Make sure that's on Zoom. Don't do that as a collect call.
It's true.
Next story, Patrice.
So,
Telescope.
telescope. Yeah, have you
You're
ever?
joking. I love telescopes.
Telescopes are awesome, but have you ever considered that they might pose a national security threat for certain spy agencies in the world? Well, I hadn't
No.
until I saw this story. I mean, it's kind of in hindsight, you're like, okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense. So the story is about a very large telescope that's being built in the, I think, Chilean mountains or desert. No, high desert, yeah. They've been working on it for about 20 years. And the person who's running it or is like managing the project had a very interesting or a couple probably a very interesting calls with a unnamed agency that only seemed to negotiate with him through like third party or like some other agency intermediaries about national security concerns because the telescope is actually really cool. It can take a really detailed picture of of the entire night sky in 3 days, in 3 nights actually. So that
Wow.
is pretty big, and it can look back like 13 billion years. It can go really far. It is actually better
Well,
on one
to be
level
fair,
than the same
13
spot.
and 20 billion years, because it took them 20 years to build
True, yes.
it.
That's true. No, it's actually in a way more. It's better than James Webb in one aspect because it can simply see more at a time. It's not as detailed, but it can see more at a time. And of course, you will catch, if you do that, you will catch a lot of spy satellites that we know are out there. And the problem seemed to come from that they automatically, basically, they take the pictures and then they automatically share that with everybody. And so someone could basically know in real time where a certain satellite is. And I mean, I don't know how useful that is, because I'm assuming, I mean, anybody can look up. So I'm assuming the people who would be interested have their own satellites or their own telescopes and can just look at it. But seemed to be a concern for them. So yeah, there was a long discussion how to do that. They had a similar problem apparently on Hawaii a couple years ago, where all pictures were, basically all pictures that were taken were first run through like an agency on island. And then they forwarded on the censored image, which at some point was apparently completely useless, because they had basically, they were very generous with marking out areas they didn't want people to look at. So at some point, it was hard to do any science with that, because half of the image is missing, basically. So said, I've never thought of that, like using telescopes and compromising
I don't believe for one second that, because they can definitely track orbits of objects in space, because they know where they all are. There's a register for where you can place them.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a register for
that. But that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's probably stuff not there.
I cannot believe for one second that the USA does not know where every Russian space satellite is.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. China. Like, USA, China, Russia. I mean, as I said, all they need, like, they just look up. They have their own satellites or their own.
The greatest risk of this is, Dad, look, there's a spy satellite there.
Probably, yes. Which actually would be pretty cool, but yes.
I can't get a good picture because Elon Musk's frigging
Starlink.
Starlink's streaming past it. It's all blurred. Bastard.
Yeah, but to be fair, you and the US didn't even know about Chinese balloons flying over Montana, so maybe they do need some help.
Fair point.
Well, 50 years ago, it was 70 years ago, it was Japanese balloons, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
You didn't know about them either. Your balloon sighting technology's not evolved in 80 years.
No.
We're balloon blind.
You're balloon blind. There we go. Mexicans have been crossing the Rio Grande for years, and they should have just hopped a balloon.
Floated over, no one would ever know.
Balloon, no. Zeppelins. What balloon? We don't know anything about that.
Well, it worked for Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, right? The balloon? Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it didn't.
True, didn't. Yeah.
I think she flew in a house, didn't she?
No, yeah,
she did. She tried to get back in a balloon, but the wizard flew off.
One reportable death from that as well. That didn't go well. But she got a new pair of shoes out of it.
Yeah.
Oh, what's The Wizard of Oz? Such a lovely, sweet tale. She landed on somebody and killed them and stole their shoes. Are you having a laugh?
That's like most people reference Moby Dick. They've never read the book, because otherwise you wouldn't do that.
Moby Dick's a metaphor, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just noticed on here, Ewan, Jodrell Bank was used to monitor Russian satellites during the Cold War.
It was also used for Things Can Only Get Better video. What? What is that about?
It's interesting. Good old Jodrell.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Fantastic set of telescopes.
It is. Show us your telescopes. My story... Kate Blanchett has told the BBC that she's deeply concerned about the impact of artificial intelligence. Speaking on Sunday with Laura Koonsberg, who's actually a proper journalist, so why she's talking to an actress, I don't know. She said, I'm looking at these robots and driverless cars, and I really don't know what that's bringing anybody. apparently, she's promoting a film called Rumours, which is an apocalyptic comedy about AI.
And then she talks about cars and robots.
Influence there.
I've picked this story because it clearly demonstrates why you should not be listening to what frigging actors and actresses say.
Especially about technology.
Ronald Reagan electing them to office.
Not me. I didn't vote for him.
I've spoken to a few people about AI now, and I've used it a lot in the last few weeks. I've had to redo my own stuff. I've had to learn things to redo my own stuff. My website, ministryofimage.co.uk, which is up now. If you can have a look, tell me what you think. That'd be great. Tell me what the SEO stuff is I could do to improve it, etc. But I've used ChatGPT a lot, and I've paid for the service now. And I've told it loads about me. Here's who I am. Here's what I do. Here's the websites that I use. Here's the Sentry system. Here's the photographic place. Can you help me with a web page? Can you give me a description of the web page, etc.? And it's analyzed the images that are on there, and it's told me what I should write. And it's been absolutely brilliant because I've taken the time to train it and tell stuff. But she's going on about, well, ChatGPT is going to kill us all. It's Skynet. It couldn't remember a conversation we had yesterday. I had to go back through the history to find the thing that I'd spoken to it about. So it's like this is a tool. This is a thing which can help you do things. It's like a spade or a shovel, but it's not going to create a nuclear bunker because you've told it it's a spade. And people are just so far away from the fundamentals of what it's being used for and what it can do. I'm sure there's some test projects out there where it can do a little bit more, but I'm hoping that they're contained in a self in, a really good environment, and precautions and protocols are in place. But this kind of shit from her just does not help because it's utter. I mean, I don't mean she's an airhead; she's a clearly intelligent woman. But when it comes to AI, she's talking utter shit to promote a film and scare people, which is just the wrong thing to do. Sorry, Kate. I know you listen, but don't get angry at me.
She's worried about us as a species, for God's sake.
I mean,
And you were fantastic in disclaimer. Let's be clear.
Oh, I've got, I mean, she's, you can't, anyone that goes, well, they're a multimillionaire, they must be stupid, are you?
No.
No.
No. But
She
the
can't be
opposite
stupid
is
and get
also
what
not
she's
true.
got, but yeah, no, but it's just, I really wish that, I mean, okay, I'll grant you that there's no story if you say AI at the moment is absolutely safe, because it is. There's none of the chat stuff that's out there that's any good for anything other than helping you rewrite your website, helping you draft a letter that doesn't piss the person off on the other end. I mean, I've got great note
But
using ChatGPT. Dear
which
so and
causes
so, you
issues?
really pissed me off. You did
Yeah.
this. I want to come round and kill your children. And just, you can really have a rant and then go, please make this a little bit better. And it goes, dear so and so, further to the conversation that we had the other day.
Yes.
It
No, I
takes
mean
your entire, do you remember you used to write an email and you're like, I'm not sending it, I'm going to look at it tomorrow morning because that's the sensible thing to do. It's that. You can just type the rant that you want, put it in, and go, please make this acceptable for human consumption. And it does.
I mean,
Brilliant.
it's as you said, it's a tool. It has good sides, it has bad sides, it's used for good things, it's used for bad things because that's the kind of people we are. Yes, AI is being used for crap. Like, I mean, all the spam email and the whatever phishing emails that are getting better and better because they can now use AI to write them and all of that. Yeah, sure. Like the phone calls that can be faked these days to your grandparents that anyway wouldn't be able to recognize. I mean, they might not recognize you at all if you call it. So, like, I don't know what AI is helping with that.
Yeah.
Yes, all of those are problems. Yes, but it's
I've
a
had to play
tool.
I've had to play with a few AI systems for doing like pictures of myself, and they never come out as me. They're like, okay, there's a few features there. I can see
Yeah, there's a
myself in them, but
caricature of you, maybe.
they're not me. If I showed that to my children and said, is this a picture of me? They'd go, no. But so you've got to add that bit of human into it. And I've got a system where I can actually do that on as a photographic service now, where I can make pictures of people that look like them. And Clarice's images that I did for her for headshots, she showed them to her sister, and her sister was like, wow, they're great. We need to get you in to do my headshots. It's getting you close, but it's not. There's no cigar. There's no cigar at the moment.
No. And will we get there eventually? Yeah, probably. How long that's gonna take, we'll see. Might be 100 years. No, I mean I work with AI. Like we're using it, we're developing AI systems like at work.
Don't say
I
too
know the
much, but say something.
limitations. No, like I know some of the limitations and like there's some stuff it's good at and there's some stuff it's bad at and over time it's gonna get better. I don't think what she refers to as robots and driverless cars are the thing we should be concerned about. It's the
The
humans that create them.
yeah, no, but I mean, I think so. I know Andy uses it for checking for he'll write code and throw it in and go, well, how would you achieve this? And it comes back with code, and he's like, oh, look, that's not going to work. I know that won't run for the following
But it gives
reasons.
you the idea.
But it's interesting how you've done that and what route you've taken to get that output.
Exactly.
And he'll learn from it in that respect, but it never spits out code that's usable.
I think a lot of the AI tools are really good for brainstorming. You write a bunch of stuff down, it kind of makes sense, kind of doesn't. You throw it at ChatGPT or whatever, it kind of makes sense. I think it's really useful for that. It's definitely a usable tool, but it's not gonna eat your kids yet. You know, it's not
I
gonna
mean,
happen.
Guy Kawasaki actually uses it a lot, and he had like on one of his podcasts he talked about it. And he said like he uses it as a research tool, and it's not that it gets everything right. Everything gets checked, but he says, okay, here's like these five things I've thought of. What am I missing? And it might come up with 10 more, and five of them are garbage, but five of them are good. And then the other, he takes them, gives them to a human, and says, check this. And then they check it
That's
and
the
say,
way to
okay, this
use
was
it.
correct, this was crap, and whatever. And then he has five more. So it is a tool, it's useful.
To which human replies, could you put that on a letter and mail it to me, please?
Yes.
I used I guess it was Notebook LLM. I was doing an interview and they gave me some background. So I put some thoughts down just in a Word document and I threw it at Notebook LLM and it organized it and extracted really key salient points. It gave me a nice executive summary. Then I played did the parlor trick of where you can create a podcast from this script. It was bad. And I got so sick of hearing the word exactly. There were two people, a man and a woman's voice, and the guy would say something, and the woman would say exactly. And then the woman would say something, and the guy would say exactly.
It's
Anyway.
the worst infomercial you can imagine. That's what it
Yeah,
is.
that's what, yeah. It sounds like an infomercial. That's exactly it.
Chat, it was because I wrote all of the description pages singly. In the web browser, so I'd say to ChatGPT, "I want a picture on. I want to. I'm doing a bit on food photography. Please give me an explanation of food photography. Okay, please add this in. Add this in." But the problem was, it was forgetting that it had done this before for the rest of the website. So on November the 17th, I shot 1984. I shot my first ever commercial image. It was a used car. I mean, I wasn't a professional by any stretch of the imagination, but it's my first commercial image. So I've been shooting commercial images for 40 years. And I told it that I'd started doing it on the 17th of November, 1984. Every single page with 40 years' experience. And I was like, no, stop saying that. I can't have that on every page. Please remember the previous pages you've written. And it can't.
It's
It doesn't
that
yet. You have to say, leave out the 40-year bit, please.
it's that local minimization problem, you know. It keeps finding the optimal solution. It can't it's stuck in that, you know. Imagine a 3D space and there's a little value that says, Ewan's been doing this for 40 years and it just can't get out of that valley.
Until it can remember what I typed yesterday, it's not doing Skynet, Kate.
Not
Leave it
yet.
alone.
Not yet.
This podcast and the other one, can't say all the others anymore, can I?
No.
The other one.
When I used to do this show, it was all the other podcasts that we did, and now it's just the other one. Sponsored by TSO Host. They are still providing us with a VPS at the moment. They've had a bit of an upheaval with changing over to Reg123. How long TSO Host are going to go? I don't think you can actually buy anything from them at the moment. So
No.
technically, Reg123 are picking up the bill. We haven't migrated the account over, so what will happen when they finally cut it off? We don't know yet. But they have looked after us for 10 years, 8 years, 7 years,
Some, yeah,
seven
something
or
like
six
that.
years.
Six, yes, something
Sarah
like that.
Rigo, who was the CEO at the time, set it up about 6 years ago, and they've looked after us ever since. She's not been in the business for the last 2 years, and they've still supported us, and they've still renewed. So, thanks to them for, I mean, like I said, whether you can buy service from them or not, I don't even know anymore at the moment. They can certainly bill me for stuff that's already there, as I said at the start of the podcast. But please support them because they support us. And just give them a shout out on social media and say, we know that you're going away, but thanks for all you've done for BTN. Because we couldn't afford to do this kind of crap. It's store all the podcasts that we've got. I mean, we have got all the old podcasts and it doesn't matter anymore whether I've whether I've on them or not. So you can put them all back up now and watch the whole catalog. I don't
Okay.
care.
I can
Shove
do
them
that.
all back. Every single
All the way
show.
to 2009, I think we go
Eight.
back. 8 or 9. I think
2008,
something like
2009,
that was the first one I have finished.
The first big show was definitely 2008 because that's when our first news show was.
So maybe
5
that,
minutes long and I talked about the launch of Firefox.
Wow.
Firefox.
That's how long ago it was. 2008, I started doing
You
this.
should go back. Just start watching the
Well,
show from the beginning.
see, now I've come out here and I know my battery on my laptop lasts. I'm going to come on a bit more because Clarice
Excellent.
has been my girlfriend Clarice has been badgering me. She says that's what you should be doing. That's what you love. And I've really, I mean, tonight I'm just come alive just doing this with you guys
Yes,
and
we've
girls.
missed
So
you.
it's, yeah, no, I need to come back on a bit more. A big show I can cope with because if I know the stories or not. Max show, not a chance. There's no way I'm hosting Max show. I'll be a guest maybe and just sit and do the greeny bit. God bless you, mate.
You can
Whatever
do
you want.
that.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would be
That'd be a
awesome.
nice
I'll
tribute.
just
You have to sit at
drink red wine and derail the show.
sit outside where you look like, it's all whitewashed, can't hear you. It'd be perfect.
How is that different than a normal show?
Good point. There's no offer code. It doesn't work anymore. It actually hasn't worked for 2.5 years.
No, that's not true. It worked until the summer. So now they're switching
Oh,
over to the
really?
new system. It worked. Like I checked it like half a
Oh,
year ago,
okay.
it was still working. It's
Okay.
just like
That's
now
good.
that they're transitioning to Retro 1.2.3, I think it's because there's no form where you can put it right now.
Right, okay. We're still doing the cool things, I take it.
Yes,
Yeah.
let's do
Yeah,
that.
okay. So,
Heck yeah.
post away, whoever's got one. Tell us your cool thing. Who's first? Come on. It's a race of the fingers. Command C,
Cut and paste
Command
isn't working.
V.
So it's
Ian's cool
always
thing.
Ian. Ian is fast.
Go for it, Ian.
My cool thing is I've been building documentation this week and I remembered how good Snagit is. TechSmith.
Oh my God, I've
Wonderful,
forgotten
wonderful.
about Snagit.
Wonderful, wonderful
Snag.
developers called TechSmith. They make Snagit and Camtasia, two brilliant set of tools for creating all kinds of video stuff, or in my case, creating documentation. I want to be able to screenshot an area of the screen. I want to put numbers, boxes around things and stuff. And it's just a fabulous tool. My employer buys it for me, so this is even better.
Is it on setup?
It would have been on the old days, but no, work pay for it.
Oh, blimey, 30 quid a year. Jesus.
Well, it's weird. Is the only thing TechSmith is still a bit weird about licenses, where you have to renew every year. It's all a bit
Yeah.
weird. They just a perpetual thing. I mean, our company will pay it cheerfully, and we've got an license for Camtasia as well. But yeah, it's just a really good screenshot tool. And if you want something free, ShareX is the best free one I've seen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's one called ShareX. If you want something free, ShareX is brilliant. If you want something paid for, Snagit is also brilliant.
Because Betsy was TechSmith, wasn't she? That's right. We had free licenses for this at one point. Yeah, Betsy Weber. Well, she's 600,000. She's the lowest number Twitter person I know at 600,000. I'm 17 million. I'm still the second lowest that I know. I think I'm at 17 million. So I was like 2 weeks after it started, but she was 600,000.
I think Christina Warren was somewhere in the 200 something thousands, so.
Wow. If you're listening, Betsy, come back on the show for God's sake. She's still at Microsoft, I think. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I remember I met her. Yeah, she came to one of the bashes, didn't she?
Yeah, that's right, with Andy. Yeah. Good pick, mate, like that. Audible. Go on, please.
So, but new book series, or new-ish, a new for me book series, Convergence by Craig Ellison. You might know Craig Ellison from Expeditionary Force. He published, I mean, he's crazy. He publishes, feels like four books a year, something like that. I mean, he's done 17 Expeditionary Force books. He has done four on the Convergence series. He writes for audiobook these days. So he says himself he's a crap writer, but he's really good for writing for audiobooks. So this series, it's really, if you know him, there's always a fun character in his books. And in this case, it is a talking dog. So it's kind of a wizard story. There's the main character who is a wizard, or is the last wizard. Not a very good one. He just discovered, basically, and he's been on the run for the last couple of years. And yeah, he's being shot at and all of that. He has very little magic that he know of or knows how to use. But he knows just enough to survive, and that's the story. And then he meets a talking dog, and he discovers kind of weird things that are going on in the world. And yeah, I'm gonna leave it at that. It's a really good series. The dog is hilarious. Like, He's always hungry. He's a little grumpy here and there, but just very lovable. And if you know him, you know it's gonna be fun. Like, it's a really, really good book. And yeah, it's on Audible.
Good.
Yes, Trace, that's gone on my Kindle.
I keep getting things like, oh, you've got a free month on Audible, except you're free. I'm like, no, because it'll be £15 a month or whatever it is, and I'll never forget to
Yeah,
get
it's
8 quid. Rid
pretty
of
much.
It.
And it's 8 quid nowadays.
I won't listen to it. And,
I have about 170 books on Audible, so.
Wow.
Well, I had them and I lost them all because they changed my account name, and I was like,
What?
I haven't done
You
this.
should.
Yeah, it was when Amazon took over. I don't remember what
Oh.
Amazon take over. Did they
Yeah,
take it?
something
Yeah, they
like
took
that.
over
Yeah,
all.
yeah,
I lost
yeah.
everything I had. Yeah,
That's weird.
that was just after Noah found salt soil.
Ugh.
Tom, your pick.
Okay, my cool thing is a cool project. So you know those little faux tea lights that are lit with LEDs?
Yep, they're great.
Well, apparently, the way they get an electrical signal to vary the light to have it make it look like a flame flickering is they use really cheap sound music synthesizer chips that they stuff in there, and they connect them to the light, to the LED. So you get a
Okay.
flicker because it varies with the music. So this kit or this page will give you the instructions about how to take that apart and connect headphones to it so you can listen to the music instead.
My Who comes up with stuff like that?
And there's
I don't
actually,
know.
it's listenable music.
Yeah, apparently. So I have a couple of those tea lights. I can't find them. They're in a box somewhere. When my wife gets home, we'll dig them out. But I'm definitely going to do this to see what kind of music. I assume it's
I love
like
it.
those greeting cards when you open them up and it plays
Oh,
Happy Birthday or something. I think it's probably like that.
I think it's probably Rick Astley.
Yeah. You get Rick rolled for
Of
these ones.
course it
Goes through
is. I
all
never
this
heard
shit to get it done, and it's Rick Astley.
of Oh man, if that's the
it.
case, I'm really going to be disappointed. I hadn't thought about Rick Astley, but
You've
that's a
got
perfect
to,
spot.
mate, you have got to video this experience. Do it
Okay, I
and
will.
video
Oh,
it, and we'll
yes.
show it on the show. That
Yes.
would be
Okay, I will.
amazing. Definitely.
That would be cool.
Tom
People
being
have
Rick
way.
Tom being Rick rolled by a tea light.
I mean, I've been Rickrolled so many times on links on social media. I guess this would be appropriate.
You go. My cool thing, I'm gonna have to I'm gonna de-blur my camera for this because I've got one behind me. There we go. So my cool thing is mirror stone heaters. Now that's this black thing here behind me. It's about 5 foot long and it's an infrared heater. It's 2.5 kilowatts, and it is just a heater that's an infrared heater, so it's cheap to run. You can mount them vertically, or you can mount them horizontally, or you can hang them from a ceiling. And you've got to have a minimum of 150 mil from a ceiling and a minimum of 100 mil from a wall. It comes with two brackets that make sure you're 100 mil from the wall. It links to your Alexa, so you can tell her to put it on and turn on. Mine's GL heater. Just GL heater comes on. You can tell it's changed the heat setting. Probably about 4 minutes, 5 minutes before I came in here to start the show, I told it to put it on. It popped on. Before we'd even started the show, I had to turn it off because it was too hot. They are blistering. I mean, regularly I'm in here. So since I've come back from the Isle of Wight, I've been doing loads of modelling and stuff. So I've really enjoyed it. I've got myself an airbrush and I'm a proper little man's cave in here at the minute. And it's great. I can come out here. Clarice's kids can stay inside. Don't have to explain that, do I? I hope she doesn't listen to this. And then I can sit and do my modelling and stuff and just turn that on. It's like literally you can walk in here and turn it on. It's cool. Within 3 minutes, it's warm, and then it stays warm. And then more often than not, I've got it set at 18 degrees, but I end up turning it off at about 15 degrees because the direct heat from it, because it doesn't heat anything else up, it only heats me up. It's absolutely brilliant. I love it.
Well, it's got that big surface area, so that must be part of the reason why it works so well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long thing. You can get short ones that are about 1.8 meters, and this one's one point no this is this is 1.8, and you can get ones that are only 1.2 and lower power. But I think I paid £270 for it, so it's
really good.
Not expensive. So no. in a room where, if you've got an outside office, you know, like mm-hmm. a garden room office, it's just, forget buying oil filled heat and stuff like that, just use this.
Yeah.
Just put it on the ceiling behind you, it'll heat you up, the rest of the room will get warm because of the heat that's radiating mm-hmm. off. It's fantastic. Best thing I've bought this year.
That's cool. That's cool.
Cool. Ewan, that you may have cost me money.
The
the room I'm sat in now is.
Oh, aye, aye. What's gone off behind your head?
The wonderful world of Apple. But this room I'm sat in now is a garage that we converted to an office. Kate works over there. I'm sat here. We don't have. There's no actual heater in here as such. We're using either blankets or oil heaters. So that might be a really good thing to get.
Yeah.
Well, I'm promising you, don't put it in front of you above, because you will burn. It's you'll feel you'll be like, oh my god, I'm under a real hot sunlight. Get it at the back of the room, and it will heat the space. You only the size of the space you've got there. You probably only, I mean, I've got no insulation here.
I haven't either. I've got some insulation, right. But this is a double garage. The room that the space I'm in here. Yeah, it's fucking thing does this. But yeah,
boy, you've got an explicit tag now, thanks to you.
Yeah, thank you.
I think the tsunami finally reached Ian.
Tom, on the description, you've got rankings back, so we've got an explicit tag from Grant.
Yes, thank you. Got the show title.
We're going to put one in the conservatory, no question, because we've got underfloor heating in the conservatory, which is actually fairly good, unless you're my mother and you leave it on for 3 months and get a £600 bill a month and not notice when she was alive. So we've got one for the coming for the conservatory, and it's the best thing ever, absolutely stunning. Clarice is going to have a small one up in her little office room upstairs. They're not expensive, and they save you a fortune because the efficiency.
Oh yeah, £200 on Amazon.
Yeah, they're dirt cheap, mate. I think that's if you get the one without Wi-Fi, you can get as low as about £175 for the small one. But if you want the Wi-Fi, mm-hmm. you have to pay a bit extra. But the Wi-Fi is worth it because I can just shout from inside. But it comes with a full phone app that will run off your Wi-Fi, so you don't need the Wi-Fi coverage.
That is
best buy this year.
Yeah, it's so cool. Interesting what you can do these days with Wi-Fi and everything. You can control everything.
Yeah, it's just Zigbee. Yeah. I only come on once a year, but
cost
the money.
5,000 people out there now are skint.
Yeah.
Where can we get a hold of you, Patrice?
Well, I'm here every week on the Big Show and on the Mac Show. So tomorrow, Christmas quiz on the Mac Show. I can highly recommend it because tomorrow's the last Mac Show of the year.
Yes, that's gutting, because I would have been able to come to the next one.
Oh, too bad. Yeah, but
I can't come tomorrow though.
We'll have to do it with you, an extra special episode. I can't do it next
while week, I think about it. Sorry yes. to interrupt, but while I think about it, people can still get all the links in from the chat, can't they?
Yes.
It's
all britishtechnetwork.com/chat. Yeah, we didn't do the chat part today because we forgot. Yeah, live.britishtechnetwork.com when we're recording, and then britishtechnetwork.com/chat. Put the date in, and today's date is December 5th, 2024, and you will see everything that we talked about during this show, literally. All the links, everything.
Okay.
So, back to me. Mac Show, Big Show on this network, everything I'm doing on thepatrice.com, and Jeff and I have a podcast, and I like to show the mug, Retro Rewatch. We rewatch really cool retro TV shows. Currently, we're doing Stargate SG-1. We're closing in. We have the first of, basically the four-part end of the season or season cliffhanger in the first episode of the next season coming up. Actually, tomorrow morning, our time. And yeah, it's a really good end of the season. So you can look forward to that. RetroRewatch.com.
Cool. Thank you. Tom, where are you?
You can find me surfing the big waves, and also I am Tom F at sfba.social on Mastodon.
Ian, where can we get? Sorry, I just thought of something I'm going to say. Ian, where can we get hold of you?
Me, I'm on LinkedIn. You'll find Ian Grant there. Look for Veeam Software. Otherwise, I'm in the Slack room.
And I'm Ewan Rankin. My website's ministryofimage.co.uk if you want photography work. I'll travel everywhere. I'm still on Twitter at Ewan Rankin. Apparently, I'm on Mastodon at Ewan Rankin, but I haven't got a password, so don't send me a message there yet. I'll have that on by the next time I come on in 2 years' time. I'm still talking to people on Twitter, but no one's talking back.
Wait, no bots are talking to you. That's surprising.
Yeah, no, I think I had a message from, what's his name? Got up in Manchester. And that was about a year and a half ago, about bright LEDs on bikes, and I haven't spoken to anyone else since. I keep throwing out mischievous comments and stuff like that, but no one ever comes back. So if you're still on Twitter and go on it, curate your feed. It's not that bad. Just going to get rid of the phrases you don't like. And I'm still there. Still standing. We'll be back again next week. Jeff may be in the hot seat. He may not. I don't know what I'm doing on Thursday. I might come back for the big show. I've really enjoyed tonight.
You might come back so for the bad. Quiz then.
Yeah, you should come back for the quiz.
That will be interesting. I mean, you will remember about as much about what happened in the tech news this year than everybody else, so it's fine.
I think it would be great if Ewan won the quiz.
Oh, that could happen.
Is that next week?
That's next week. Yeah. We're doing tomorrow Mac show, and then next week Thursday the big show.
Right, I'm doing my best. I'm going to be there. Objective Shirley's just left.
Surely she just
left.
It's Objective Shirley sounds like a naked good related good mission, doesn't it?
It is.
We'll be back in next week. Jeff's taking over again tomorrow, so normality's resumed on the Mac show, and I'm going to try and come on a bit more because I've missed this. I've missed this so much. And I don't have to care what I say anymore because I haven't got the contract, so...
Oh, not yet, but...
Oh, the reason I left cost me more money than I received from it, so what an idiot. Have a good weekend. Enjoy yourself. Drink plenty. It's nearly Christmas. I'll talk to you. I'll be going to come on. See you. Take care.